Hallo, mein Zuckers, Herr Bocher, Mayor Rosenberg.
Neuet. Also man zu Kassel, wir often hear, we often mention the words, soften the simple. The Gemara in Britain, Sukkah, brings down an interesting dialogue between two minim, one of them called Sosin, and one of them called Simcha. So Omale is Sosin and Simcha, and not definitely not. I'm better than you. Sosin is better than Simcha. It's a Sosin the Simcha. Yasigu says Sosin before Simcha, but then Omale is Simcha the Sosin, that, and not definitely not, but I'm better than you. It's a Simcha the Sosin, I heard him. So I've got another pasuk, look at this Esther, where it says first Simcha and then Sosin. And they go right to Omalei Sosin is Simcha. Chad Yoma Shavko for Shaliach Pravanka. They're going to take you and make you into a scout to run in front of them. They said, Ki the Simcha Seitzeu. They're going to go out with Simcha. Omalei Sosin, the Simcha Sosin. Chad Yoma Shavko Umonu Bucho Maya. They're going to fill up water. They're going to make you into a bucket. They fill up water with you. They said, Shavte Maim the Sosin. Okay. So obviously this is all tipshus. Orcha Shulchan, the beginning of Hilchus Lulu, asks why the Torah tells us clearly what Lulav, Harova, Basim are. It doesn't tell us what Esek is, it just says creates Hodam. Well, so why didn't it tell us? Zog Orcha Shulchan, the Torah is telling us an important Yisoid here, that Torah Shabbat Sam without Torah Shabbat Peh is nothing. It Dafka leaves something to Torah Shabbat Peh. It teaches us that we need Torah Shabbat Peh to understand any of Torah Shabbat Sam. And we see a vivid example of how far things can go if we're trying to interpret things ourselves with this story of Sosin and Simcha. So, I'd like to speak about some of the real Torah Shabbat Peh of Sosin and Simcha, specifically how it comes out in Simcha Beit HaShi'eva. So, sometimes it may seem to some of us that Simcha Beit HaShi'eva is just a time for Bochum to go out, dance, have fun. But obviously there's more to it than that. So we need to know, what's the Makom? When did it start? What's nowadays? And once we know that, the Makoros, how are we Makayim? What are we supposed to be doing? Who's involved? And when is the mitzvah? So we'll start with the Makor. The Gemara on Daf Nun on Beis asks, why is it called Simchas Beis HaShayeva? What's the Lashon of Beis HaShayeva? So the Gemara, Tichsev, Sh'avte Mayim Besosim. So every day of Sukkot, as well as the normal Nisuch HaYayim, there's also a Nisuch HaMayim. And about that, the Pasuk says, "Sha'after Mayim Pesosim." So we call it Beis HaShi'eva. Now, Pashto, since we're calling it Simcha Beis HaShi'eva, the She'eva is after Sha'aftim, then it's very poshut what the Simcha is as well, because it says at the end of the Pasuk, "Sha'after Mayim Pesosim." So the Sosim is telling us that we need to have a Simcha with the She'eva, Simcha Beis HaShi'eva. As I usually talk in Rashi at the beginning of the period, Beis HaShi'eva is not Rashi. Kol Simcha Zu, Eino Ela B'Shvil Nisuch HaMayim, Kedem Afarish, Sha'aftim Mayim Pesosim. So that's all very partial. However, the Rambam, there's a lot of ches on the Beis, says like this: Avol pi shekol amoid is mitzvah l'smeach ben. It's a mitzvah to be besimcha every chag. It's a machter b'chagecha. B'chag asukos hoisa shom b'miktosh simcha yisera. There was extra simcha shenema u'smachtem lifnei Hashem adikeichem shivas yomim. So he doesn't bring the pasuk after Mayim Pesosim, he brings a different pasuk. So the Emek Bracha asks two kashas on this. First kasha is Pasha. The Chayra, we read out the Gemara. The Gemara says, why is it called Simchas Beis HaShi'eva? Because it said, Ush'atim Mayim Besosim. So once we're saying that's why it's called Beis HaShi'eva, then the Chayra, the Simcha is Sosim. So why is the Rambam saying that the Simcha is something else? The Chayra, it's the Negev the Gemara. Number two, where's the Rambam finding his makor to say that there was an extra pu'ula of simcha, an extra whole simcha, was a whole the whole afternoon and the whole night from smachtim? It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. So, let's be makdim. Outside the Mitzvah Mikdosh, we only have a mitzvah on the first day of Midiraisa, of shaking lulav. However, the Teres Koyim is learns from the pasuk smachtim, Nei Hashem Likechem Shuras Yomi. And the Beis HaMikdosh, there was a mitzvah all 7 days of shaking Dalad Minu. Now, Pashtos, it's all the same mitzvah. Just in the Beis HaMikdosh, outside there's a mitzvah of 1 day, B'yom HaRishon. And in the Beis HaMikdosh, there's a mitzvah for 7 days to shake. So in bracha, though, we can say no. It's actually really a separate mitzvah. Outside, the mitzvah is to shake the lulav, to pick up the lulav, shake the lulav. That's all it is. However, in the Beis HaMikdosh, this osmachtem, state osmachtem. So the yisod of the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdosh is to have simcha, to make simcha through shaking the danad minu. Now, okay, so that tells us that we have to have simcha through shaking the danad minu. Where do we this? The simcha beit hashiva was in the afternoon, so it wasn't even the same time. It was up there. It's not a mitzvah midiraita, but Chazal saw fit to be misakan that since there's a simcha in the morning, you have to make a simcha through shaking the lulav. We'll have a hemshuk of that simcha in the afternoon, which went on from the Rambam describes from after mincha and until the whole night. So it's coming from there. So that answers how the Rambam found such a musag of simcha in Beis HaMikdosh. However, there's still something in the Miyash, that Chira, the Gemara tells us that why is it called Simchas Beis HaShi'eva al Shem Sh'abdim Ma'im Besosim? So Chira has no shaykhahs, we should call it Simchas Beis Machtem. So Zodim Bracha B'Tzorchek will have to say that the reason why it was called Simchas Beis HaShi'eva is because it went on until the morning, the Sh'eva Samayim, that's how the Mishnah describes. Okay, so coming out, Rashi learns that the whole Simcha is from Sh'abdim Ma'im Besosim. The Rambam learns, though, it's amidst it's all the Hemshach of the Simcha of Lulav, shaking the Lulav, which I have a big Simcha in the afternoon. So this is the Makor of the current Lulav. Makor, though, what's nowadays? Because nowadays, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. So we don't have a Sh'eva Samayim, and we also don't have that's only in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, and Aleph says like this: for Ishena, he lulav nital the Mikdash shiva. We shook the lulav 7 days from smachtim in the Beis HaMikdash. But Medina yom echad, it was only one day. Shichora Beis HaMikdash, hiskin Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh, he lulav nital the Medina shiva zeichel Mikdash. So we shake the lulav for all 7 days, and that's what we're all familiar with today. Zeichel Mikdash. Fred Gemara, Menalon of Dina Zeichel Mikdash. Who said there's such an Indian of doing things Zeichel Mikdash? On the version of the Amakra, Tzien he. This is Tzien. Doirish Ein La. It doesn't have anyone seeking it. Now Doirish Ein La Miklal Dabayit Risha. If it's telling us that it doesn't have a Doirish, it doesn't have anyone seeking, looking for it. It sounds like we need to. There's a chiyuv and an inyan to be doyosh of Beis HaMikdash. And that teaches us that there's always an inyan to make zeichel mikdash. Dok v'yisoy v'shoresh avodah. That this is the makor that nowadays we make a simchas beis hashi'eva. Zeichel mikdash. So, l'chayra, when we are trying to decide what to do, trying to know what the right thing to do in simchas beis hashi'eva is, it's all going to be, the gedorim are going to be trying to make it Zeichel Mikdash. So let's read out the Mishnah, what they did then, so we'll be able to understand what we're supposed to be doing nowadays. So everyone's familiar with the same Mishnah. Lo ra simcha beis hashi'eva, lo ra simcha miyama. This was the greatest simcha. You never saw any simcha like it. The Mishnah describes chasidim va'anshei maisa hu meraktim b'fneim ba'avukis shel o shebideim. The chasidim ha'anshei maisa would dance with flaming torches. The Gemara mentioned, the one that Amirah mentioned, they were juggled with 8 torches. But Omen with the name Divrei Shiras Tishbachos, it says Divrei Shiras and praise to Hashem. Valaviyim, the Kinoiris, the Benevolim, from Taltaim, Chatzitzeras, all types of musical instruments. The Klei Shir Belomis, for an unlimited musical instruments. And then the Mishnah goes weiter. So, you say the Shir Shavida says that what we're supposed to be doing. What number one, what we're supposed to be doing. So he says, Yar the Odom, Bishvachim and Bizmiris. Should say Shvachim Bizmiris, like it says, Shiris Bishvachim. So what we're supposed to be saying, he suggests, Piyotim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Could go in after, Willi came Rosh Hashanah over it, Melech Elyon. Suggest maybe Mizmeri Kabbal Shabbos, very high Shvach, Tarkadish Baruch Hu, Enkel and Kainu. And he says afterwards, he should say, Mimal Gvuras Hashem. Should have a great simcha with the goydel of the Kabbalah for Kodesh Baruch. I saw the Sefer Ira Kodesh for HaMikdash. Also says there's a minig to say the Tefil of Shira Malitz. So, Kinnereh, I'm not sure everyone has the minig to say specifically these things, but I heard there are some places where in where they go into the sukkah before and they say that all the tassel shamats. But it seems like the ikkah is shvach by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So as long as most of the songs we sing are shvach. Although I'm not sure some of the contemporary Jewish music, I'm not sure if that's the right sort of genre to be playing. But it seems that the ikkah is shvach. So that's what we're supposed to be singing. Now, when we think of Simchat Yisrael, we think of dancing music. And we're right, because the Mishnah says, Anavim b'kinoiris, menavalim, b'chulu, b'keishir b'lei misvot, under the musical instruments. I even heard that there's some place where they have a full orchestra playing. However, interestingly, the Bar Hativ brings down Sha'afraim. Sha'afraim says that it's also to play musical instruments b'chlal, b'chol mo'ot. Sha'amu yisakim, we're not allowed to fix, we're not allowed to do malach. And he says that this is a malach which we're not allowed to do. So we're in a bit of trouble. However, don't worry, the Shari Tshuva brings down the Shvus Yaakov. He says, no, it's not a problem to play musical instruments. He says, if it breaks, you can fix it as well. It's all the Tzorech HaMoed. And he adds that he saw musical instruments being played in front of Kama Chachomim was Kenan, and they didn't make a fuss. And that's what some of the Minchas Elazar also says that it's fine. And as we see, this is the Minagoyim today. And the chayyur that it's good because this is all zeichel mikdash and increases the simcha. Now, what about in Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim, we can't even play music at chasanos. So Rav Moshe Steinberg says that we do play in Yerushalayim. In fact, the ayin chayyur is a kal v'chayma. A chasana is a big mitzvah. Simcha chasana kal, and we they were the second not to play music there. So by simcha beit shi'eva, which is that's just a minhag, zeichel mikdash. Should there not be a kal b'chayim that we can't play music there? So he says, it seems that there were only masakan at chasna, which is every day, shchiach, but they weren't masakan at simcha b'shiva. So, unfortunately, we can't make chasna simcha l'moy, because eima avin simcha b'simcha. But if you want to hear music in Yerushalayim played at a public event, that's the time. Oh, so, therefore we're saying that we mentioned what we're supposed to say, and we should have musical instruments. There's one more prat in the Meitah Mitzvah to bear in mind. Now the Mishnah says that they lit big neiros, tzfalim gedolim, 50 amos high, and there was ein chot b'Yerushalayim which wasn't lit up by these neiros. The Gemara brings down that there was an isha could be bereras chitim, isha is a bereras chitim the oshel beis hashayeva outside. So Shavayda says that we should also be marva b'neiros in the house and in the shuls and in mariv zeichel l'sumchas beis hashayeva. So that's what we're supposed to be doing. Now, who's the mitzvah on? Is it a mitzvah on the tzibur or on the yochid? So the Rebbe says it's lav dafka a mitzvah on the tzibur. Even a yochid, he said, afilu yochid yom eshiris v'shvachos. So even if our shul and Moshe isn't making a shiva on this particular night, we should sit down and say, like you said, v'shir amalus, v'shir shabbos, and just be marba b'shvach and have simcha. So I had a ha'ara. That, the Mishnah says, Chassidim ba'anshi maisa ho'im ratnim ifneh. Chassidim ba'anshi maisa, I don't say everyone. And the Rambam predicted that it wasn't anyone who wanted. It was only the Chassidim ba'anshi maisa, the G'doylim. And everybody else came and watched. So had the aura that l'chayra, we shouldn't all be there. It should be the Chveis, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Bonim, the Shkichim should be in the middle dancing. And we should watch. That would be Zeichel HaMikdosh. So, Shuvra Isi, that was the minhag in the Kehillah of Simcha Mizolashitz, that there used to be two Chashuvi in the Kehillah. They used to take torches and they used to go in the middle and everybody else used to say Shiru Tzitzvachos. But Lemaisa, it's not our minhag. Oh, so now what about Noshin? So, the Mishnah describes how you oisin Masaknin Shom Tikkun Gadol in the Ezra's Noshim. What does that mean? It means that they made the balcony for the Ezra's Noshim. This is, in fact, the makor for the whole thing of Ezra's Noshim nowadays. So Noshim should have either be going to Simchat Yisrael as well to be mishtatet in the Simcha, or separately like it was then. Now, is it a chiyuv Simchat Yisrael? So Yisrael Shem Shavayda says his Noshim is Kol Mishaoz Zeichel Mikdash Ashrei Chelko. No, that's a good thing. Ashrei Chelko. So the Gaon says that in Yiroi Ra'isish and it's Chadish Poi because of Seinu, it's a minhag. This was a few hundred years ago. So it's a minhag, it's a chosh of a minhag. However, I saw that the Siddur Yaivat says as a shaf of loshen, misha min ne'atz me simcha beis ha'sheyeva, who shoyta v'roi lanush. Please, I don't want to be a shoyta. Now, when is the chiyuv? So we said, who is it chiyuv? When is the chiyuv? So you said, the Shavayda says, liyaz ne'orim k'mat kol leila shalom cholamoyed, b'shir et z'shpach. It's a mitzvah every night of cholamoyed. That's what it was. Trying to cholam chamisha v'shisha, it was every night, that's what it was in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, and like we mentioned, if you don't have a new shul every night, you can mitzvah it yourself. It's not dafka mitzvah on the tzibur. Now, what about tomorrow night, Leil Shana Rabbah? We always think it's the night to learn, which it is. Now, what about, are we supposed to also be having a Simchat Beit HaShiyeva? So it's brought down in the back of the Meis HaRav that in basic Mess, our garden in Vilna, they used to say Slichts on Leil Shana Rabbah, so Yom Adin. And the Gaon wanted to be Mabakalit. He said, we can't have Simchat Yom Tov with Slichts. And he used to make a big Simchat Beit HaShiyeva, Baruch Beis B'Chedah, in his house. Now, one year, it brings down, somebody was nifta suddenly in the middle of the temple. And it says after that, the Gaon wasn't meicha anymore against the slichas. So I don't know what Pshat is it because of the slichas? He wasn't meicha against the slichas. Is it because of the simcha? But the Maaseh, it's also brought down, that's how the Gaon held, we should have a simcha. And it's also brought down, the Divrei Chaim used to be Masameach on the early Shana Rabbah. So really, we should also be having simcha prayer tomorrow night as well. So we should take the Tetzel Shia Malas, whatever we're doing before we sit down to learn. So let's make a sikkum of what we said. He said that the Makor, the Fi Rashi, after my Masasi, Fi the Rambam, Usmachtim, the Neshem, the Keichem. What we're supposed to be doing, we mentioned different Shvach, that's the Ikkum, is Meir Mach Shvach, the Kodesh Baruch. Musical instruments, we can use without a problem. That's how we come out. On who is the mitzvah on everybody, including Noshim. Is it a Chiyav? We mentioned this in the Yavetz. So, we should be trying our best. When is the Chiyav? Every night, and Pashtas, including Shana Rabbah. There are Chayukim, that you say that there isn't a mitzvah in Shana Rabbah, but there's no reason not to. There's no, you know, to say Shvach, because it's borrowed. I'd like to be the same with the Vort I heard from Chanuch Greenblatt, Shane of the Ditchava. He says, Shuvah, the Shuvah Meira turns Dainis into Shkogos. Shuvah Me'ava turns Shkogos into Tzfuyot. It says, Menela, on Rosh Hashanah, and in Kippur, we do Tshuva Yira. And that turns our Aveis into Shkogos. So therefore we go and do Tashnef, we throw it into the Yam. We don't want even Shkogos is not good. However, on Sukkos, he says that there's a different pshat to even in Rishon Chedvin Avonis. He says that we forget, we do Tshuva, the Simcha brings us to do Tshuva Me'ava. Menela, now Rishon Chedvin Avonis, we want to take our Aveis back. Not that it's the first time to do Aveis. Okay, we want to take our Aveis back, and he says, therefore we go and do a Sha'av to Ma'i Masasim, we draw the water back, because we want our Aveis back as Chuyuts. So, with that in mind, Hashem, let's all be Zeicha, to be Musameach, Kuroi, the type of Simcha which will bring us to do Tshuva Me'ava, and with Hashem, to all be Zeicha, to be Roya, the true Simcha, Space of Sheyeva, to be in the Beis HaMikdash, from here, Amen. What's your
name?
Mayor Rosenberg.
Rosenberg. Very good. Thank you.